There's at least one important principle of advertising we need to consider today, and that is you have to demonstrate the need for your product in order to sell it. I'll tell you, someone who was good at it some years ago in one of the classic commercials, it was Alka-Seltzer, one of those old commercials I still remember. They would show you some irresponsible eater who consumed some nightmare menu, and then the camera just made him look all distorted, like one of those trick mirrors. I still remember the one with that poor guy holding his stomach, and he's going in and out of focus, and he says, "I ate too much, I ate too fast, I ate too much, I ate too fast." Actually, a lot of us don't really eat our food. We inhale it. We gobble it. We basically gulp it. And sometimes we lose it because of the way we ate it. Just because you ate it doesn't mean it's going to do you any good. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the Bible. So much more than checking the box. Now, our word for today from the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua is facing the greatest challenge of his life. He's preparing to enter the Promised Land, this great leadership challenge of taking God's people in. Here's God's word to him. "Do not let this book of the law," that's the Bible, "depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And then you will be prosperous and successful." Now, if you dig into this verse, you find that there's an implied eating image here, really. We started out talking about how we eat, and this verse is kind of about that. In fact, the Hebrew word for meditate is literally the word that's used to describe a cow chewing its cud. Kind of picture it, okay? Now, I don't know what all cows are good at, but I know that they are maybe the world's best chewers. I mean, listen, you got to hand it to them. They just keep on chewing it. Well, God says, "I want you to keep chewing on what you get out of my book." He wants us to do that with our daily intake from the Bible. Frankly, most of us don't. We just sort of stuff in some verses, "I ate too fast," and we never think about them again. That has two results. Even though we're reading the Bible, there's no real growth from it. We stay spiritually undernourished with a superficial faith. Secondly, if you keep stuffing in the Bible without chewing it properly, you get indigestion. The Bible starts to be dull and boring, and you say, "Oh, I'm not getting anything out of it." Well, of course you're not. You're not chewing it. That's how you get the good out of spiritual food. Now, how do you chew spiritual food? Well, let me quickly give you 7 steps in chewing your spiritual food. Compare it with what you're doing now. Number one, take in only a few verses, bite-sized chunks. 2, go over them a few times. 3, look for a connection to something that you're going to be facing in your day today. How does what God said connect to something in your life? 4, pray back to God that connection that you just found between what you read and what you're going to have going on today. Ask him to help you make that verse literally a part of that situation, that day. 5, write down what you digested. And as you write it, it will deepen your understanding and it'll deepen your commitment to him. And 6, consciously refer back to it throughout the day. Keep going back to that sentence, that phrase out of the Bible. And finally, go to sleep that night reviewing your word for today from the Word of God and how well you activated it. This command is followed by a great promise. If you do it, you'll be prosperous and successful. Ingesting the Bible isn't enough. You only get its value if you digest it. So when it comes to your daily Bible breakfast, chew your food properly.
Thanks, Ron. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.